You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Dreams of a Middle-Aged Man is the latest single from Finland's Mari Dark. And Mari says there is a story behind every song. Many of them are reflective of a broken relationship and his mother's death from cancer. Mari has been playing for over 25 years, logged over 500 shows and 8 albums. He is my guest on this episode as we talk about his life in music and the new record. Hello, Mari. Welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks for making the time to join us. You are in Finland, is that right?
Yes, I'm in Turku, Finland.
Yes.
Southwest tip of Finland. It's 9 p.m. here.
9 p.m. And it's, for reference for people listening, it's 2 p.m. here. So we are a bit behind you guys. So as another caller and I joked about a couple weeks ago, you are in my future.
Yes, that's correct.
So... it's an old joke, but it's still funny.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah. So you've had an interesting career. You spent quite a few years as a metal musician and have kind of migrated in the folk Americana direction. How did all of this start for you as a younger person? What brought you into music in the beginning?
Well, I started to play drums when I was about 7 or 8. I really got into the band Kiss, the American band with the mask.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they just had a Kiss 2020 goodbye concert in Dubai.
I watched that.
Yeah, did you? Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it. It was really, really good.
Yeah, that's cool. They're not Americana, but I still enjoy them.
Yeah, but they were the first ones that got me into music and kind of seriously. I started playing at 16. I played drums in different bands, and at 18 I got a guitar and started writing songs. Then I've been doing like all kinds of music in different bands, but most well known I'm from metal duo Myston, and we made 5 albums and 100 shows.
Were you an international band? Did you travel outside of Finland?
Yeah, we played in Finland and a lot of places in Europe. Never played in America, though.
Hmm. Were people... metal music was not one that I listened to very frequently. Did you have an American audience?
Yeah, we had some, like, interviews and stuff like that in America. And we were also visible in America.
Yeah.
Mostly in Europe and Finland.
Yeah, okay. So how, I think I read you did that for quite a while. You said 5 albums, 20 some years, I believe, right?
Yeah, 5 albums about, started in 2007, so like 13 years.
Yeah, okay.
But we haven't been active now. I've been doing my solo stuff.
Yeah, so what led you out of, because it's quite a musicianally... it's quite a transition from metal to your current style of music. What led you from one to the other?
Yeah, well, now it's just kind of like the bones of the songs. They're only acoustic guitar and vocals nearly always when I make songs. But with band, of course, we also play them live with distorted guitar and so on. But there was a lot of events in my life that kind of wrote themselves in the song. I broke up from a 7-year relationship and my mother died of cancer and I got married. And we had our firstborn daughter. So it kind of made me think about a lot, and I've always written songs like 25 years. These life events kind of wrote themselves in the song.
Mm-hmm. So you have always written songs lyrically. Like, the way you write them hasn't changed necessarily as much as the way you now perform them. Is that true?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah. When we make songs with bands, it's usually like we also make them like that we just play in and jam in the rehearsal place, and songs started coming out. But with this music, it's just me making them by myself.
Mm-hmm. I listened to some of the watched and listened to the videos. There's a very, and I may have even seen reference to this in your press notes, but there's very there's a Johnny Cash sound, especially some of his later stuff, where it was just him and his guitar, and very, very heart-wrenching, passionate presentation. And I felt some of that in a couple of your songs, especially, I believe it's the title of the album, Dreams of a Middle-Aged Man. That video and song in particular was very riveting. You can't stop watching it. You have to finish it. You can't just listen to a little bit of it.
Yeah, thanks. It's also one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
I've been listening a lot to Johnny Cash, and especially the Rick Rubin American recordings. And maybe one reason why it sounds a bit like Cash, because I searched for mastering people for the album, and I came up with the American B album to Vlado Meller in the U.S. And I contacted him, and he made the mastering for the album. So the same master.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, my voice is similar. I've been playing also Cash stuff, and Leonard Cohen is one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
Especially the first album and the last album.
Have you covered any of Johnny Cash's music? Has that ever been part of your repertoire?
Yeah, I actually made this Johnny Cash cover thing. It was years ago.
Okay.
I play a lot of his songs. Especially from the B album and the fourth American recording album.
Was that stylistically in your conscience when you were putting this music together? Was that part of the influence, or did it just kind of happen that way?
Yeah, it kind of both happened. So it kind of naturally came into this type of music. And I really wanted not to pretend anything for the song, just make them the best way that I can musically.
Yeah.
The song kind of told what they need, in added to my vocal and guitar. But it was one of the reference albums, how it was made, because I really liked the vulnerability in Cash's voice in those albums.
Yeah. How long did it take you to put the music together for this record?
Well, 2016 was the first song that came out, the first title song. The opening song, Poison Woman.
Uh-huh.
And then 2019 was probably the last one of the songs when they got ready. So in between that time, I made the song. I made some songs kind of long time, because I processed the lyrics a long time and add things to songs and add details and arrange them and think how they are best put out in recording. And recording is like the harvest for the song.
Did you self-record these? Do you have a home studio, or did you go into studio somewhere to produce this?
Yeah, I have home studio. Okay. I spend a lot of time in studios, and now I build like proper home studio and make the acoustics and got proper professional gear for it. I had some help from the Mystons drummer, who also has VR studio in Turku, Finland.
Uh-huh.
He helped me with the technical stuff and helped me record better drums and so on. Mostly I did myself, yeah.
Does it make it harder? If you have to purchase studio time and you're conscious of kind of the clock and knowing how much it's, knowing what your budget is, versus if you can just go in and work until you feel like you're done, does it make it harder to come up with a complete song when you have unlimited time in your own studio to work on that?
Yeah, could be. There's a positive side to it and a negative side. Because we've done with the metal duo, we did albums in like 2 weeks for tape recording live. And but this was because this was a new kind of music for me to record, and there was so much new things to learn, how to record and things like that. And I really wanted to get the best version of the song there. So for some of the songs, I played them really many times until I got there, but you sort of like know what the song is captured. Some of them take little less take, and some of them take more.
Yeah, yeah. Is this a genre that you think that you will stick with? Is this kind of where you're headed musically for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, it's a bit lonely craft doing it like this, the way I've done this album. But it's also really rewarding, and you kind of like get to realize your artistic vision 100% the way you want it. And the songs, like I said, they came really naturally this way, so I think I'm going to stick with it. Never know what happens in the future.
Sure, yeah. Before the pandemic, did you get a chance to get out and share these new songs with an audience? Were you able to travel and play with it?
Yeah, I played like two shows before the whole thing started. So I've been able to play them live a few times. Really like get to people, especially middle-aged men.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of tears in the live gigs. And
yeah,
so on.
Yeah. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the interview. I noticed the music, of course, was recorded in English. Is that the only version that you did, or what is your native tongue? And did you record it in that?
Yeah, my native tongue is Finnish, so it's Suomi. But I've always made songs in English language. I made more songs in English language than in Finnish.
Okay. And when you had the chance to play it with the, I'm assuming it was audiences in Finland. Is that kind of the nature of the audiences in Finland to also understand the English language and be able to understand the lyrics of the songs?
Yeah. Well, of course. Well, people like have to learn, I don't know, for many, many years English in school. So most of the people understand English really well.
Okay.
And of course, the people who are really into music are used to listening to English.
Yeah, okay.
There are a lot of cast bands in Finland.
Ah, okay. When did this come out, officially, the album?
December 18th.
Okay, so it has not been out terribly long. Have the singles been out prior to that, or is it all just now getting out?
The first single got out November 6th.
Okay.
And the second, November 19th. And the third one came with the album, December 18th. There's vinyl coming January
22. Oh, great. Okay. What kind of feedback have you gotten? Are there people that know you as a metal rock musician and finding you as a softer folk musician? Are you getting audience to follow? Are you getting feedback from people hearing the music?
Yeah, I have gotten a lot of feedback, and most of it has been really good. And people that are into metal music, many of them are also into this type of music where
really?
You can rest here. Yeah, at least the people I know that are big metal, like kind of stuff. Yeah, and a lot of reviews have come out from all over the world. Really good.
What do you hope to do with this coming out of, hopefully soon, this lockdown? And are you guys able to get out? I don't know what the level of control is in Finland, but are you able to get out now and play? And if not, what kind of plans do you have for getting this out?
Well, at the moment, all of the live gigs are cancelled and nobody can get out there and play, which is, I think, it's quite good in this situation anyway. Finland is a bit behind on the COVID thing, and the second wave is going on here.
But okay.
Safe for the from the work here. But when things open up, I really hope to get to play these songs live.
And you'll play them as a solo, or will you bring a couple musicians with you?
Well, I think I will play them by myself, at least at first, because it's, I don't know, I really like the kind of idea only being alone on stage,
mm-hmm.
really demanding, but it's also really rewarding and empowering the world.
Yeah, yeah. Will you be able to take it outside of Finland? Do you have a mechanism to travel into other countries with this? Is that part of your potential tour schedule?
Yeah, well, I hope to play outside of Finland too. Finland is quite good located in Europe, so you can just start driving south and you get to South Europe eventually.
Okay.
So I would hope to play them outside Finland
too. Yeah, yeah.
I would love to tour U.S. one day, but still haven't played there.
So you have not been to the U.S. personally at all?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah. The music that I hear in this new project, I think, would resonate really well to the acoustic folk indie artist group of fans. It's unique, but it has a, you know, to use the Americana umbrella, it fits really nicely kind of in the center of that. And I could see you having a fruitful trip with your music here if you could get the chance to travel.
Oh, that's really nice to hear. But I also noticed on Spotify that most of the listeners are from America that listen to my music.
Yeah.
Might be because of Michael Stover of MTS Management there. But people really get it there.
Yeah. Yeah. We certainly enjoy our music, but Americana in particular, I think because of the personability of it, because people can do what you like to do is play solo and really bring people into your song. That seems to be something that really is resonating with, always has, but seems to be even more really resonating with listeners now. I think people really dial into the lyrics.
Yeah, I think people kind of like miss the human connection in music more and more.
Sure, yeah.
At least this time, everything is isolated.
Yes, right. Has this been full-time career for you? Do you have other things you do, or have you been able to do this as a full-time musician?
Well, I've always been divided like into two because I do visual arts as well. I'm an entrepreneur, so that is my like main income, make visual art.
Okay.
Big public artwork.
Three-dimensional or photography?
Both. I mean, three-dimensional and painting.
Okay.
Sculpture.
Yeah.
But the last project I did was 25-meter blue whale, life-size blue whale on a glass wall.
Oh, wow. Does that inspire music for you when you are being artistically creative?
I don't know. They have been always kind of like separate boxes in my head or something. Music videos come into some in-between territory.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So the first single, I think I have this right, was Dreaming of a Middle-Aged Man. What was the next one, or what is the next one out from this record?
Yeah, Dreams of the Middle-Aged Man. And the second one is, it was November 19, In Line of Understanding. It has been the most listened one.
Okay.
25, 26, and
what's the next one on the way? What will be next?
The third one was the same time, December 18, as the album. So that was on Poison Woman.
So that one came out at the same time. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. How far ahead do you look to the next project? Do you have more songs in the works for something coming up?
Well, I have kind of few sketches, but nothing ready yet. And it's a long project that I make, because I also make the visual arts in between. So
okay.
I have to divide my time into, and
yeah.
I have a 2.5-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
She also takes a bit of my time.
And that, if I read correctly, is a new experience for you, right? That's your only child?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's only child.
Yeah. Yeah. That brings on a whole new host of experiences.
Yeah. That was one thing that affected a lot this album, how yeah. I wrote it, because it makes it look life differently.
Yeah. Yeah. I presume that the Dreams of a Middle-Aged Man video was inspired by that. It's quite the story that the video is telling is quite gripping.
Yeah, we made that with director Vesa Ranta. He had a different kind of angle to the song.
Yeah,
like the story.
Yeah,
and my daughter is also there in very short clip in the television.
I wondered if that was her. Yeah, that's cool.
Yes, we got more material of that.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can make it into something else.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But it's a nice memory for us.
Yeah.
About 20 years from now.
More material as in maybe a part two to the song or just something different?
I mean more visual material.
Right. Yeah.
Make into a video or something.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. So if folks want to hear the music, they want to maybe check out some of your earlier stuff, the metal music. What's the best way to get in touch, and where can they find that?
Well, for the old stuff, you can go to mystons.com, and for the Mauri Dark stuff, you can go to mauridark.com. You can find all the connections easy from there.
And that is mauridark.com, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Dreams of a Middle-Aged Man. Great. Well, thank you, Mauri. I appreciate this. This was I enjoyed listening to the music and talking to you and hearing about your story, and we certainly wish you well with the new music.
Thank you. It was fun talking to you.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.